taunted the contender. He bounced up and down and rocked his neck back and forth, his face severe and focused. The crowd quieted to a dull roar, and my hands shot to my ears when music blared through the large speakers on the other side of the room. "Our next fighter doesn't need an introduction, but because he scares the shit out of me, I'll give him one anyway. Shake in your boots, boys, and drop your panties, ladies. I give you Travis Mad Dog Maddox." The volume exploded when Travis appeared in a doorway across the room. He made his entrance, shirtless, relaxed, and unaffected. He strolled into the center of the circle as if he were showing up to another day at work. Lean muscles stretched under his tattooed skin as he popped his fists against Merrick's knuckles. Travis leaned in and whispered something in Merrick's ear, and the wrestler struggled to keep his stern expression. Merrick stood toe-to-toe with Travis, and they looked directly into each other's eyes. Merrick's expression was murderous. Travis looked mildly amused. The men took a few steps back, and Adam sounded the horn. Merrick took a defensive stance, and Travis attacked. I stood on my tiptoes when I lost my line of sight, leaning from side to side to get a better view. I inched up, sliding through the screaming crowd. Elbows jabbed into my sides, and shoulders rammed into me, bouncing me back and forth.